I looked up how long has Justin Love been a porn star. He gave me his dick size.
Yeah,
how big is it?
You're an idiot for typing how long for anything.
I want to know how long he's been a porn star. And it told me he's...
Is that what he started then, porn star? And then now your OF probably makes more money?
I think so.
Isn't that crazy? It went backwards with everything else. Like music went backwards. You used to make a ton of money because you'd have sales and merch and all this stuff. And then now you're on streaming. And the only way you make money is concerts. That's why everyone's on tour all the time. Where it seems like porn went back forth, right? Like used to be magazines, probably got paid a band. Then it went to streaming. You probably got no money.
Yeah.
And then now they switched over to OF. Or now there's like a million of them.
He's been a porn star since 2016.
That's not that old.
That's not that long.
That's not that long.
Well, that was when that's when I started high school.
I don't know if that's what
I was a freshman, 2016.
I don't know if that has anything to do with time duration.
I'm just dissolving into dust over here.
I wonder what you do for the first 30 years of your life, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to just go.
How much money you need a year, Jerry, to be a porn star?
I feel like you would do it for
nothing. Dude, I'd do it for nothing, bro. If I'm banging hot chicks, bro, for free.
Put your dicks out there.
You don't care.
My dick's not that interesting. It's like.
My dick's not interesting.
Okay, Jimbo, one number you need to be a porn star. Give me the yearly.
Okay, this assumes that I'm not who I am right now. I'm assuming that, like, when I was.
Right now. Yeah, today.
And the wife gave the green light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't ruin marital status. Let's say she's on board.
Whatever double my current net worth is, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yearly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is my face blurred?
No.
Give us both. Give us both.
Face blurred? Maybe mid seven figures?
Seven figures?
For face blurred.
Yeah. But you're not even a girl, though.
I know. But I'm not just trying to, like... I mean...
Who won't hire you, Mike?
It's going to turn around that I got Johnny Sins motion, you know? And then I'm going to be a hot commodity.
But you
got
to put yourself out there first.
Okay. I know, but I'm just saying, man, I got skills.
If that's not...
I got skills.
How do you know you got skills?
To ask around, man. ask the aunties.
I got to ask my aunties
real
quick.
Ask the aunties. Wait, I got skills.
If that's your no face...
Yeah,
what's with face?
Probably 8 figures, 10 mil.
Damn.
Yeah, probably 10 mil.
Damn.
Man, I got morals, man.
Seabass.
I'm a child of the church. I ain't just going to go fucking everything.
You said you have morals.
I forgot.
You said morals. What I heard was moles.
Yeah, I got moles.
I don't want anybody to see my moles.
I do got moles, too.
They're tracking him down. That's Silent Mike. He's got a mole on his bicep.
I do got moles.
You got a mole on his cock.
Bro, for real.
I'd be fucked if I didn't know face. You see my arm, so it's like, giveaway.
Kind of.
But you gotta
wear
your family.
Tattoos.
Long rash guard or something.
Yeah. That's just your family.
It's true.
Second skin.
He's the only one that watches porn like that. Jerry's the only one going to know it's you.
Hell yeah.
Jerry's clapping. He's got this God phrase on his arm.
Yep.
Just on my arm. That's the checklist of every porn. Like, is it hot?
I think
positions.
People would tune in to watch me. I think
fun finish, whatever.
You think they want to watch you fuck?
Is it somebody I know?
Jerry's going to be doing
I feel like
stand-up.
I'm pretty entertaining.
Jerry's going to be, and for today's topic.
Hold up. The strokes ain't that long, though.
Damn.
It's more like.
Fast cycling. Very, very fast cycling.
I don't think your entertainment value really gets to shine during that. Like, you're not telling jokes.
You find a way.
They're going to be like, oh, why is it so small? It's going to be one of those fetishes.
Oh, you think it'd be a fetish? I mean, there's a market for that. You're better off than that than having, like, nothing special about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiny dick fetish?
Yeah.
Or what is it? Like humiliation stuff? I could see you doing
that. Oh, hell no.
I could see the girls just ripping.
Have you seen the ones where they step on their balls? Dude.
You watch crazy. I have not.
No. It's like you're scrolling through. No. Like you're trying to find some good shit. And then like all of a sudden it's just like, it's some fucking like two dudes kissing. I'm just like, what the fuck?
And then you click on it. Yeah.
No. Sometimes it gets filtered through like with your, like what you like to
watch. It gets filtered through on what you filtered.
You just
so
said what you like to watch.
Whoa, you have an account?
Yeah, it's on the For You page.
Money.
It's on your For You page getting your balls stomped and dudes kissing.
Oh, them high heels, those like stiletto heels right into the...
Bro, I don't know how the dudes take that shit, bro. Like,
oh. Yeah.
Bro, I mean...
More like, how do you stuff your nuts after?
I don't think
I don't know.
I don't think they're able to have kids after that, bro.
I mean, it probably just have to be a sack stomp. They'd have to probably avoid exact testicles, you know?
Yeah.
That would, like, they'd burst.
Like split the difference, you know what
I'm
saying? Yeah,
my buddy burst a dude's testicle before. That's bad.
Like from fighting?
Basketball.
What?
He blew out...
Yeah, he blew a dude's testy out. Yeah, you need him. You need him.
Bad.
Yeah, I think you can die. I think you can die.
He died?
No, he didn't.
He died?
I think you can.
Imagine you dying for getting your nutsacks blown off.
No, I think you can because like whatever's in that gets back in the bloodstream and shit goes crazy. No, but he burst him. We had like a 40-minute pause in our basketball game. We went back to the locker rooms and shit. The kid was just on the floor.
I just left.
There's like towels. There's nurses down there.
My face right now.
Yeah. It was bad. We didn't know. We just knew he fucked him up. And then
how did he do it, though? Like, did he just elbow him or something?
So the kid was just, like, standing, right, like, playing defense, and my boy just went for a layup, and when you jump off one foot, your other leg goes up, and you just need him right there, and then must have got caught. The only way we knew is someone went to that school, transferred to our school the next year, and told us. Because we knew he was obviously injured, but, like...
Y'all didn't know, like, why.
We didn't know it got straight busted.
Yeah.
Talk about busting a nut.
Like, in the worst possible way.
He's just got one ball. He's just one ball. I don't know.
Yeah. Are we recording, Sebastian? Just yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, all right. Quick. I'm Jim. Yeah. That's Mike. This is Matt, who has been on before many times. He's Batman right now. No. He's got, we call him whisper mode right now. I do. He blew his voice out at the meet over the weekend.
Blew his ACL.
He blew his O-ring. His throat ring.
Hello.
Hello. And we got Jerry. Tell us about yourself.
Adult star. Future.
Future adult star here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm one of the members here at Third Street. I've been coming here for like about a year now. I got closer with the folks here.
Hey, why'd you get nervous, bro?
He started
got nervous, bro.
We're talking about porn. He didn't care.
He said, I got tiny dick. Solid.
Jim said, oh, we're on. We're actually on.
We've been on.
This whole time.
Introduce yourself. He starts kicking his feet. He's like, I don't know what to do now. But
yeah,
I got
Jerry's
tiny
like
dick.
Our 20-year-old infant looking member.
Yeah, I'm like a little
mascot. I could see you in like a little diaper. That could be another weird humiliation fetish you could
That's
be into.
That's a whole thing onto itself.
Yeah. You just start hazing him.
Yeah. Not for us, dude. For the adult.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Hold up. You're a freak.
So how much money is he best?
How much money is he
best? He's been waiting for that.
I'll go like a mil.
Okay.
For a mil for one time
like a year career.
Yeah. Man, y'all asking for so much, bro. I'll be like,
yeah, you said free.
Yeah, you already said free.
Yeah, you said free.
Something free.
You really would? Like if there was a girl in SAC, like and how? She's a star on OF or something.
Is,
and she came up to you. Yeah, I'm sure there's
like
tons.
What kind of like
and she would just say like, hey, would you come plow me for my channel?
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah?
Yeah, as long as she don't got STDs, I'm cool.
You think your job would fire you? You don't got to mention what you do here. I actually wouldn't if I were you. But do you think they would fire you for that?
No, dude. Dude, there was this one lady at my job. She literally brought
her. Let's not ever mention where you work or what you do because you're about to get fucked. So, but you can tell the story if we don't do
this
that.
This is some.
No like, names.
Yeah. No names.
Don't even mention your last name.
Oh, yeah.
You'll go by Jay only in here. Jay the adult star.
We start
my name is D-Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so at my job, it's actually pretty hard to get fired.
Oh. So you got like, some confidence.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get fired. Like.
So it's a state job.
No.
It was Wendy's.
McDonald's. No, but she brought her kids to work and was like doing what we were supposed to do.
And the kids were just sitting there?
Yeah. And then, but the kids were doing what we're supposed to do.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she.
That's crazy. She just like taught them and said, hey, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
That's wild.
And then.
How old are the kids?
Like 11 and 9.
Fuck.
I'm out.
Bro. Like, that's like.
Even if you walk in, bro, I'm probably out. Dude, if I'm going to visit you and your ass walks in.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Mike
just brought it in.
I'm out.
Jobs. Boom.
I'm out. What did I say? I just said you're in to touch me. That's a million jobs. Yeah. Masseuse.
You said the kind of place.
Oh, what did I say?
Starts with an H.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't mean to.
It's all good. No worries. But yeah, she brought her kids
You're fired.
Yep. Automatic. Sorry.
That's crazy.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And
then she got like, she just went and she filed that she was like mentally ill or something like that. And then.
Oh yeah. They'd be doing that everywhere.
And then
you kill a man to do that.
Yeah. And then she was fine.
She still works there?
Yeah.
What?
A dub's a dub.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I'm going to just do some crazy stuff.
And just say like, sorry. Yeah, didn't take my pill today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Forgot my pill at home.
Sorry, ADHD.
kicking in, guys. Yeah.
Sorry, ADHD.
Didn't mean to talk about it.
I had to clap her cheeks on OnlyFans. ADHD.
Yeah, but going back to it, yeah, I would plow those cheeks, though, for sure.
For free, huh?
For free. That's if crazy. She was fine, though. If she was ugly, though, I'd be like, at least a band. You know? At least a band.
Maybe, yeah, like a rev share. Take 20% of that video or something.
Yeah. And if she's, like, bigger on the bigger side, I might have to add another band.
Bro. You don't like.
I'm sorry.
You don't like curvaceous women.
I didn't lose 300 pounds for no reason.
You don't like curvaceous women.
No.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you did put in the effort. You lost a lot of weight.
If she's, yeah, I did lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Ever since I came here.
Yeah, he told me he never seen a vein in his life. That he was a high school athlete, never saw a vein in his hand.
Dude, I was like 275 when I was playing football.
And tell him your height. Don't lie.
All right, I'm like 5'3".
He said don't lie.
At least he didn't lie.
He said don't lie.
I'm 5'3".
I got to put you up next to Avi. Avi's my gauge for how tall people are.
No, but on my license, it says I'm 5'5".
Oh, my God.
I like how he said that with a deeper voice.
Yeah, 5'5", still very short.
Hey, it's pretty good for an Asian, though.
I'm 5'6".
Okay. Well, you're Matt, though. Sorry.
That's so
Is he actually 5'6"?
We've measured this 3 times.
I don't know, man. My boy Bibby was trying to throw shots at my boy Bibby, probably 5'5", 5'6". I don't know. I've still never met him. But he'll be throwing shots in the DMs at my height. But I think he wants me part of the small guy club. You know, he's trying to, like, bring me.
He's trying to reel you in.
He's trying to bring me down with you two.
But you are kind of small, though, Mike.
I ain't, bro. I'm like 5'10".
I know you ain't putting me in the same club as Jerry.
No, you and Jerry are in the same club.
Yeah, we're in the same club, bro. We are in the same club. We are in the same club.
There is no middle ground. There is no middle ground. I'm sorry. There is no middle ground.
If you're like under 5'8", you're in that club. You're the small kings.
Yeah. See?
They ain't no medium kings.
Amen, brother.
Disagree.
At least he's proud of it. You're denying it almost makes you below his club.
Yeah. Damn. You're below me now.
He's trying to get from small king to short king.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 5'3" and below has got to be like shorter than short king though.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's.
Because if you're doing that, that means me and RJ in the same club. Like, come on, don't do me like that.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, RJ's kind of small.
You too.
I'm like a hair taller than him.
Yeah, right. Same club though.
Nah.
And below that, I mean, if you have a plaque, if you can park in a certain
if
area
was like
where
an
other
shorter,
people can't, then you're
bro.
In a different category.
That's Francis.
Why bro. All our average height of members got to be like 5'4"?
Dude, because
it's gotta be.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of Asian people here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, there's a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
A lot of Asian
Yeah, Francis
folks.
RJ are probably the same height, right?
No, I think Francis is shorter by an inch.
No,
Francis
can't
is shorter
bro.
For sure.
I swear to God.
They no, like you're this. Definitely in that club, though.
That's fun.
Don't think you're not me and Sebas's club.
There's 3 clubs.
Me and Sebas are closer to Kyle's club
no.
than you are further away from his club. You're more likely to be in his club.
No, the height difference between you and Kyle is like me and you.
Yeah.
Mike, there's levels to the shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm more likely in Kyle's than yours.
No, you're not.
And
Kyle's 6'5", though.
That's what I'm saying, but we're all above average.
What are we talking about now?
Everywhere.
Everything.
All skills, all lengths.
Everywhere, all the time.
I don't know about
all lengths.
All lengths, all skills, all girths. I'm above average. IQ, all of it. Personality.
My like me.
The 3 levels are small.
Yeah, net worth, you name it, I'm
small,
above average.
Short, tall.
I'm not short or small.
No, you're tall.
Yeah.
You're not tall.
Yeah, that's
Mike,
what I'm saying.
I wouldn't consider Mike tall.
Bro, you're 5 foot. Bro. What am I to you then?
I would consider Mike like... Yeah, you know, like, eh.
Yeah, above average.
The only reason why you say Mike's not in is because he's so big, bro. It just like doesn't make him look as tall.
If I was skinny, Jed is my height. That dude looks tall.
Yeah. He's as tall as Jed.
Tall, yeah.
It's just because Mike got muscles.
Yeah, Jed has never touched a fucking steak in his life. You know?
That's the only reason why
Mike
looks
that's
shorter.
My point, is I'm closer to Kyle, and you're down there with RJ and Francis.
What do you mean you're down there?
You're down there with RJ and Francis, buddy. Same with you. You look shorter than you are because you're thick.
That is true. I look shorter than like Francis and them.
Right.
My mom was like, oh, she saw me walking out. She's like, Jerry.
Does your mom have an accent?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, give it to us.
No, they don't have accents. My grandparents do, but they're dead.
Whoa.
So they don't anymore.
Yeah. They don't have accents.
They don't have an accent no more. It's just dust.
Nah, that's worse. Dust.
Nah.
so old. He farts fossils. Yeah. Anyway,
man. Jesus anyway, man. You try to test how hard it is to get fired. You just be talking crazy. It's like, nah. I'm pretty sure I will never get fired. Just lays it all out. First episode.
Okay. Let's add a wrinkle to the if you would do porn and how much it would cost them. Story. I don't know if you all have been following the British royal family and the fact that the next in line to the throne, Prince William.
Yeah.
His wife is like fucking disappeared off the face of the earth somehow.
Haven't heard that.
And the last the last like picture of her was from, you know, UK Mother's Day, which was like a couple weeks ago. And it was photoshopped. It was altered.
Oh, she's dead.
There's a question about whether she's dead, number one, or she had some kind of abdominal surgery or whatever. But the other rumor is that he's been having an affair with another woman.
Which one's the Epstein one?
Andrew.
That's a crazy he's
their
that's
their the uncle. Uncle, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Princess Di's brother? No.
Her uncle. No. I think that's the king's brother.
All right, so like Di's cousin or something.
Yeah, I think Andrew's. What's his name? What is he going by?
Andrew?
George? I don't know. King George.
I changed my name too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you're on every fucking flight list to ever go.
He's been kind of disowned by the royal family
for a while.
But the story about this girlfriend of Prince William's.
Yeah.
Pegging.
Oh.
Pegging, what is that?
Don't lie to us, dog. You ain't fucking scrolling around talking about nuts getting squished and don't know what getting pegged is.
What is pegging?
For real?
I'm for real.
Well, sure, a lady will take a strap on and do you. I guess a guy could do it too. If a guy has a strap on and does you, I guess that's pegging too. But
normally it doesn't work that way.
It sounds like yours is small. So for you to please a man, you'd probably need a strap on.
I just shove it in. Wait. No.
Clip. Yeah. I need that, Jim. Yeah. I'll pay money for that.
Typically, pegging would be viewed at from the outside world. I don't know what it's viewed at in the culture, but from the outside world, it's normally like, you know, kind of a switch of the masculinity or whoever. Wears the pants, right? Oh, like so not only is it, you know, physically a thing, but you're also kind of getting degraded as a man in some people's eyes.
It involves aftermarket equipment, let's say.
Yeah. Oh.
Upgrade,
and not the OEM.
Yeah. Upgrade.
Yeah. You need a coffee enema before, too,
dude,
or whatever.
Dude, if I ever
see
whatever Prince phase, I'm like, you like pegging? I'm screaming in the crowd.
Jerry's getting kicked out of the parade.
No, you're dead, bro. They don't run laws like we do. You ain't allowed to just talk in every other country like this.
They don't have weapons out there.
That's true. Knives. No, they do. Knives. You don't. Yeah. That's the difference. Yeah. They do. You don't.
Yeah. The guards, they got guns.
No, they all do, yeah. The people don't.
Oh.
That's the issue. You don't think the English military got guns?
They're weak, though.
Who do you think runs them? The prince that you're making fun of.
The cops don't carry guns.
Yeah, that's true.
The cops don't carry guns.
That's true.
They literally
this is
have
the
like
Prince Jerry.
Yeah, you're talking to the Prince.
Wait,
dog.
Then how are the cops gonna stop like crazy people out
the
there?
The cops aren't with them. The military is with the Prince.
Yeah, the Prince do whatever he wants.
They
you're,
got guns.
You're dead, buddy.
Wait, so I thought like the Prince thing, it was just like all for fun out there. Like I thought they didn't really do that. Like
they like kind of do stuff. Yeah.
They don't do like government like stuff, but like
now they be doing
they
it.
They look pretty and they want them alive.
Yeah, they be doing it.
It's largely ceremonial.
Yeah, but there's some
stuff. But it's not 100% ceremonial.
If they really want to go to war, they're probably going to go to war.
Like the king's got to agree to that. Yeah. King's got to agree if the
so he still has a say. Like
yeah,
in,
for
like,
sure.
What's
like
going
whoever
on.
Whoever the prime minister is, that the king's got to bless that.
Yeah. And, yeah, yeah.
It's obviously not like
wow.
One
they're really letting a guy who gets pegged make decisions for them.
So the king also might be dead. That's another.
He might be dead.
He's photoshopped too.
And nobody's seen him because he's got cancer.
Oh.
He's got prostate cancer, and nobody's seen him in a minute.
Interesting.
No, and apparently, just in the last, like, few days, the BBC, not that BBC.
You guys
BBC,
are so stupid.
Not that kind of BBC.
We got a bunch of kindergartners on the podcast today.
What do we get ourselves into? Yeah. Like,
that's a British broadcasting idiot.
Sorry.
Big black guy.
Somebody hit the ejector
We
seat
know
button.
What the other one means, idiot. You ain't got to spell it out. We know what big black cock is.
Yes, the You see the British broadcasting.
You're talking about the king, you idiots. Of course, it's going to be British.
We also said the king.
Let Jim finish. Let Jim finish.
Apparently, they turned all their logos black a few days ago, which is a thing that they do when the royal when a royal dies.
Oh, so they're like,
but it's not been announced. Foreshadowing. So who knows? Who knows?
All right, we're good. I'm good. I'm back. I'm sorry.
BBC's.
He's Batman.
So that wraparound was that he gets pegged.
Yeah,
that was the tie.
That was the question. That was the tie-in. Was like, is that does that change the calculation on what you're willing to do?
No. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
No, that, yeah. Like, that's probably non-negotiable. Yeah, it's probably non-negotiable. Yeah. I think I'm good.
What's the craziest thing you would do, Mike?
I think I've said it before. I said like if I've never like met the love of my life, and if that's a thing, like so let's say true love's a thing, and there's one love of your life. If I feel that and get that, and that's all she wants, maybe I'd consider it.
Hell no.
That's a lot of maybes.
The love of my life pegging me? It's crazy.
Like, you said you've never been on a date, so you can't even stretch to love.
I've been on a date.
Okay, but you never what?
I've never, like, and I'm, like, I made love with a girl, but, like, I never, like,
I'm not questioning your virginity, and I don't care. Like, I'm just saying.
But, like, I never, like.
He's
like,
Joe Bidening right now. Like, yeah.
Jerry Biden. I'm just saying I don't even know if true love and that one true love's a thing. But if it magically happens like in the movies and I experience that, I'd imagine that feeling would be so overwhelming
that you'd be down.
I would negotiate things with her.
Yeah, you'd be
it's
down
on the
yeah.
table.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine if that's a thing, right? This shining star of a human shows into my life, then everything's negotiable. Yeah. You know, I'll chop off my left arm for my hypothetical wife.
DM's about to be popping.
Yeah. Yeah, well, romantic,
like,
right?
Like,
that's
hey,
real
Mike,
romantic.
They're going to be like, Mike, where can we get that home?
Yeah. 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 That's very romantic. I do have a nice pooper, you know? She might be into it.
Was the peg thing, though, a one-time thing payout? Or like
I don't believe it's so, all no. rumors. I think that's the rumor is like that was kind of part of the relationship.
But yeah, like I don't think... I think it's kind of like a lot of things where you just kind of, it's not food. Where people compare a lot of these things to food, but I don't think you really need to try it to know if you'd like it. You can have an idea, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is it like those bodybuilders in Saudi Arabia, you know, like they,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think it's just like that.
Oh, because like, you know, like once you get to like a certain like amount of like fame or like whatever, you know, like these people get money and they start feeling weird about themselves. Like, oh, to try to explore.
I think that if you're at a certain level of fame,
because like when you
on
have
the
that
sexual
much money,
scale, yeah, you probably have a lot of experiences,
yeah,
and they may get dull, so you may chase different stimuli or experiences, yeah.
I would make the argument that steroids play into that as well.
Perhaps. I mean, steroids
they just make you crazy, though.
Well, they can do a lot of things. Yeah, they make you dumber. That's proven. Mm-hmm. They can make your emotions go high and low. That's proven.
I heard it just enhances who you really are, though.
Emotionally, that's what they say. Little... Yeah, but
it, I would say heightens, not enhances. Yeah. I don't think it makes anybody better at being a person.
No, not better. But
yeah,
like,
it might not make you more empathetic.
But
per
if,
se.
You're like, if you're angry.
Yeah, if you're angry,
yeah,
that's just making hell angry.
Yeah, it might. But yeah, it has proven that it can deteriorate your IQ a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, anything can happen.
Yeah, a lot of things can happen. But I don't know if it necessarily like turns you gay. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Like, I don't think it just opens up the exit. Like, I don't think it opens the exit for more exploration. But I do think that if you've had a lot of experiences and maybe had an excess of normal sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you see it with rock stars and you see it with NBA players and there's rumors that, you know, they probably have, you know, a lot of.
Like done like.
A lot of partners or a lot of fun that maybe they want to heighten that fun. Yeah. Yeah. But it sounds like you want to heighten the fun. You ain't had that many partners.
Oh.
You want your balls stepped on. You want to see what it feels like?
No, I don't want my balls stepped on. I just want some kids.
Oh.
I just want to have kids.
You think you're ready to settle down like that?
You
want to have kids, not be with kids.
No,
right?
I want to have kids. Whoa. Not be with. Oh, no. I'm not pre-ordering out here.
I said pre-ordering.
But, no, I
do. Mean, you're young enough.
I want to have kids in the future, though.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Like, it's something I look forward to. Like,
is that an alarm?
Yeah, it's been a fire alarm the whole morning.
Oh, over there
it's
or something?
From the apartment.
Yeah. Nice.
Jerry did something.
Yeah, I heard it going off over there.
Nice. I didn't hear it.
Jerry fucked it up. Blame it on Jerry.
I love how we can hear everything. Anyway.
What about you, Mike? Would you like to have kids in the future?
I always say kind of that same argument. Like, if hypothetical love and all this thing. So, for me, people ask me that a lot now, right? Because I'm, like, 35. So, people ask me that a ton. But, like, to me, that's, like, reverse order. Like, would I hypothetically like to find, like, the perfect partner to then start a life with? Yeah. But, like, there's steps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. Like, oh, do you want to be a world champion? Like, well, I don't even know what powerlifting is. Right? You got to know what powerlifting is. You have to enjoy powerlifting. And then you go to the IPF.
Yep.
So, it's like, I'm not just going to, like, adopt a kid on my own, no, if that's the question. Like, and I think that's actually an issue with this generation is people see this end goal and then they skip these chapters.
Yeah.
So, like, I want kids and women, too. Like, I want kids, I want to get married. Then they'll just marry. They'll settle. They'll settle for a partner. I mean, why do you think divorce rates are so high? Because they're seeing this end goal. Like, yeah, I want a white picket fence, a golden retriever, and a kid. Yeah. And then you grab whatever dude gets you there or whatever woman gets you there, right? Mm-hmm. Where mine's backwards, like, I need, if my step one is good, then yeah, I want to go to step two, and yeah, I want to go to step three, but I'm not just going to skip step one and two and just, like, grab a partner to have a kid with.
You want to take baby steps towards it.
But not babies.
Well, they just got to line up. They just got to line up. Like, if that person comes in my life that's supposed to build a life with me, whatever you believe in, destiny or love or whatever the shit, if that happens, and yeah, and she wants kids, and we end up with kids. But it's never, I've never, like, seen my future like that necessarily. Because I always, like, try to, as much as I can, despite my anxiety, I try to live in the now. You know, it's like, what's now look like? Rather than, like, yeah, I need the white picket fence and I need four kids. It's just weird to me when people say that. Okay. Like, yeah, I want, and it's cool to want kids. I think that's great. I don't want to, you know, shit on anyone's dream life. But, like, yeah. I think it's weird to me when you're like, yeah, I want two sons and two daughters. I'm like, that's so out of your control. And then they're like, oh, I want, like, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want, well, let's work on building, like, a good foundational relationship.
Let me work on getting a girlfriend first.
Yeah, something, you know, like, yeah, one that I want to be around.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have a kid and hopefully you just have a beautiful, healthy kid. Like, who you going to choose a boy or girl? Like, I'm not putting them in a lab, even though you could probably do that now.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, well, bro, you do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Anything with money.
IVF, you can.
Yeah, if you got enough money, you probably do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so porn career and then marriage or what?
The free porn career.
Yeah, that's how he's going to pay for the...
Yeah.
He's going to pay for his kids through donations.
Yeah. Doing it for free. So
he's doing the live cams.
He said he doesn't need a yearly salary. He's over here piping for free. He's just waiting. You got a cup out every time he hits. Just tips, please.
I'm like a homeless person. He's like, please.
He's in there.
That's how it feels on the internet.
He hits it with the square.
So
tip. Tip.
Internet to make money, man. You out there begging.
So, Mike, since you're kind of like...
It hit me. What's that right hand, though?
What? I'm very, like, visual, like, hand
me.
Talker.
Yeah, hit me, bro.
But, like, since you're kind of like, you know, kind of famous on the gram, kind of famous in general and, like, powerlifting...
Well, he's flipping this interview.
Has there ever been any, like, girls that have been trying to get at you, bro? Like, you don't have to say names, but, like...
Has a woman tried to approach me in my life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened. Yes, that has happened. Yeah.
Do they be sliding in the DMs?
Yes, a woman has messaged me. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the craziest DM you ever got?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, there's been crazy.
What's the wildest like?
So, like, it seems like I don't want to categorize people out there, so don't judge me, but it seems like the gay community is a little bit more aggressive. So, those have been crazy.
I mean, you did go blonde and was like, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but yeah, I was blonde.
You're saying it's step one?
What?
Is it step one? Going blonde?
Yeah. I thought you, like, maybe people thought you were exploring, Mike. You know, you haven't had a girl in a long time. They thought, Frank, thought you were exploring.
Is that what, you think Slim Shady's gay?
No.
You think Slim Shady's gay?
I mean, he had Kim.
You going to say Jake Paul's gay?
Jake Paul has, like, you know, he posting up girls all the time, so I don't.
Yeah, I don't post my girls on my thing, you know? But one's just, business and one's life.
But it's just like,
there's been crazy stuff. I'm not going to out nobody, but yeah, I mean, there's been body parts sent without any unsolicited, you know, from both sexes. Both sexes, which is crazy. Yeah, both sexes.
Really?
Yeah, male and female have ended up body parts in my DMs with not even like a hello.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Ooh. I wasn't even aware of that. I mean, yeah.
Cold take titties.
All I get is like fake accounts trying to add me and text me.
Yeah, they're not bots, the ones talking to me. Yeah. Oh, I have those two now. But that wasn't a thing.
Everybody's got bots.
5 years ago. 5 years ago, that wasn't a thing. Yeah, stuff like that's happened. And some people say some crazy things. I mean, death threats are crazy. That's happened.
You've gotten death threats?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. Because I'm pretty neutral of all folks. Yeah, some crazy ones, too. People sending me pictures of their gun and shit.
What the fuck? For deadlifting 705, I'm going to kill you, bro.
Crazy, right? Of all content, right?
We've had a little bit of that just like in the time that we had the gym open.
Yeah, it happens. It happens when you have internet shit. Yeah, it's happened probably a handful of times to me.
What?
Yeah. I know. That's why it makes me think of like other creators that actually do and say crazy shit. I mean, I'll say crazy shit, but my tone's pretty good. I'm pretty good at delivering jokes. Like, people know my tone, you know, my branding or my brand, right? But people that talk politics or people that talk economics, you know, there's way more people you should threaten to kill than me.
Oh, yeah, like Ben Shapiro and
that. Yeah, it was just whoever. Yeah, yeah. Like, they're just on more controversial, hot stove topics. Ben Shapiro. This dude just hears one name. He doesn't know shit.
Dude, Ben Shapiro's pretty funny, though.
You are you into politics?
Nah, I just love watching when, like, they, you know, like, when those people just come up and try to, like, give them dumb questions and they just, like,
Yeah, stuff like that is funny, like in like an auditorium type setting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the power dynamic's so off.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a fair debate. So anything you ask me, I'm going to win when I have the mic and you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, they get a mic too, though.
No, I know, but it's just the setting.
Yeah.
I'm on stage and you're some kid in the crowd. No matter what, you only get to ask your question. I can spin things however I want.
Yeah. And plus, whoever's got the mic in the crowd is controlling the mic. So you only get it for however long.
That's what I mean. You get to just ask the question.
You get to follow up or whatever.
Yeah.
If they don't want you to. So.
What else questions you got, man? It seems like you got a whole interview list for me.
I don't know. I'm just thinking
that's
of random
it. It's just about women in the DMs. That's all you care about.
Yeah, women in the DMs. You know?
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
What about you, Jim?
Well, I mean, like,
how were you back in the days, young buck?
Well, social media wasn't a thing. Like, social media didn't happen until I was.
I didn't talk to real women in
over
crazy?
40. I never had. Well, actually, not never, but maybe once or twice ever. Ooh. That was not a bot. You get bot shit all the time. Still. I actually haven't had the guys come at me either, so I don't even know. Honestly,
how was dating like back in the day?
I didn't do very much of it, so I don't know.
Well, you didn't do very much like
you've been married.
Dating? Yeah, no, I had a like as I said, crazy ex girlfriend in high school, and then my wife is somebody who was my friend in high school.
Oh, okay.
And we like kept in touch, and then later got together.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I didn't date a ton.
Oh, yo, are you on that tip right now? You just dating around?
Nah, actually, I'm pretty like outside of this. I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty like I don't really like try to holler too much. I don't like of
outside
course
of it, this. What does that mean? Outside like, of this podcast? Outside of
no, like outside. Like, you know, when we're, like, not doing something or, like, you know, when we're just outside chilling, I'm not really, like, too, like, big on, like, hollering at girls. I'm more of just, like, in the moment having fun, like, enjoying.
So you don't like girls?
I do like girls.
Come on, Logan.
But you don't want to date?
Okay.
That's cat.
I do be trying to speak games sometimes.
That's
like,
yeah.
When I'm,
yeah.
There it is.
But, so you are actively dating.
No, I'm not actively dating. Actively getting rejected.
He's practicing his game.
I'm out here practicing, though.
Yeah, you're in training.
One thing my friends do tell me is that I'm very, like, I'm a very strong personality.
Yeah.
And girls don't like that.
Maybe not the right girl would.
I feel like I'm a strong personality in the wrong ways, though. I'd be saying out-of-pocket stuff when we be doing stuff.
Yeah, but there's probably some group of women that find that funny. Why would you want to date a girl that you're going to have to change your personality for?
Because she's hot.
There's a hot girl that's going to think you're funny, though.
Because she's hot.
No, I understand the attractiveness of a hot woman. Yeah, that's nice.
Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to go like, say, for example, you know, like, if a girl thought I was ugly, she would not want to talk to me, right?
Maybe.
Oh,
it doesn't quite work the same. Like, yeah, women like an attractive man, but what attracts a woman is slightly different than what attracts a man. We're ooga ooga, you know?
Yeah,
like we're a little different.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's that easy, right? Like, you'll change your whole personality and humor for a hot woman. A hot woman's not going to do that. They'd rather date, like, an ugly guy that's cool.
They got some money.
Maybe. but also the right woman don't care about that as much. They see the world a little different than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they see it a little different sometimes.
So just in terms of like theoretical stuff here, like what about a chick who is also, and I, and everyone, chick, everyone be okay with chick, chick who, versus girl versus woman versus lady.
Yeah.
Who is also a little off the chain. Somebody who
matches your energy.
Matches your energy, is willing to say whatever the fuck they want.
Two Jerrys.
Shit, that's my type of girl. But I've never found a girl that matches my energy, though. Like, I don't know. Well, usually girls are pretty, like,
ooga ooga.
I'm more ooga ooga than like ooga ooga.
Yeah, you're typical.
I don't think you're going to find a girl that goes ooga ooga.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find a girl that just tolerates ooga ooga.
There's, well, I have to tell you, maybe you're just born in the wrong era, because like in the earlier years of powerlifting, when there weren't as many women, a lot of those women were very ooga ooga. They were not like the ones we have around now, not so
very
much.
Very feminine.
Not there. Yeah.
Like very girly girly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like very,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now.
Not as much.
Back then, it was like, whatever. All right, to turn this in another direction. This is a question that we've never really asked you. We had him on a bunch.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask you too,
yep.
Jerry. So, like, how the fuck did you guys get into this thing? This whole powerlifting thing? Like, what? How did this start for y'all?
Mine's easy. Washed up athlete.
Washed up athlete.
Need something to compete in. Was skinny. Got tired of being ultra skinny. Picked up a weight. Found out there's a sport. Joined in. And then JK News and them, Barquan, pioneer for like every Asian kid in this goddamn gym.
Yeah, for sure.
So then
yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. Doing it. And you're just in. And it's like the atypical ex-Asian athlete in the 2000s pipeline.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you ask like 70% of these Asian lifters in here, they're all going to say they washed up. They all go say they watched JK, and they all ended up powerlifting.
Yep.
It's the stereotypical Asian pipeline.
Yep.
Same for you?
For me, it was a little different. I'm still pretty overweight, but I was hella overweight back like in high school. I was like damn near like touching 300. But I was playing football. I did a little bit of like weightlifting here and there. As a freshman, I went in, I deadlifted like 405. I just picked up 405 off the ground. And like I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then, like, at the time, I was watching a lot of, like, Barber Brigade. I seen Silent Mike a lot on their thing. So I was just like, okay, I think this is something I might want to pick up. But then after that, I didn't really lift no more weights after that. I just played football a little bit and then just kind of graduated high school, went to work, got even bigger. And then some of my homies, they just talked me into going to the gym. And then
they tell you they were fat?
Yeah, they were telling me I was fat.
Yeah, that's good friends.
Yeah, no, my homie Vincent, so he was, like, bodybuilding at the time. He would just be like, you're a fat ass, dude. You're a fat fuck.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need it.
And then, but that was like, some people take it the wrong way, and I kind of took it like, damn, maybe I am a fat fuck.
Yeah.
Because I would sit down on the toilet, and my stomach be like popping over.
Could you see your pee-pee?
No.
Oh, shit.
It was that bad.
Damn, you were a roller?
Yeah, and like, it got to the point where like, it was hard for me to breathe. Like, ooh. I would like just be like.
What was your heaviest ever?
Like 285.
Yeah, and you're 5 foot tall.
Yeah, so I should imagine that. And, but yeah, getting into
that's
powerlifting, though.
That's pretty thick. That's pretty thick.
That's a bowling ball, bro.
Yeah.
What were you when you played football?
I was right around 275, 265. Because oh, so you know,
still pretty thick.
You know, moving around. But then after high school, you know, that's like,
yeah.
You know, you go to work and yep. You're just like.
Did you ever hit 300?
I was close, like 285, 290 right there.
Eating some chicken nuggets, a rock star, and playing Call of Duty.
Dude, you know the jalapeno kettle bag chips?
Bro.
The big one?
Yeah.
There was just like the regular pack and the big one. I would kill the big pack like by myself for lunch.
Yeah, not even a meal. Yeah, just to slam it.
Just to slam it.
Yeah. I could do it. I could do it too.
Yeah. Could do it was the thing. He was
I was doing it every day though.
Yeah.
Every day.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Every day. Me and my Mexican homie, we would like, he had a car, so we would just drive to the 7-Eleven down the street and we'd just go pick that up and I'd eat it for lunch. Eat it like a donut, eat that. And like, dude, I was like living the fat guy life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been there.
But then like around like what, last year-ish to like 2022,
December or something like that is like when I actually like started powerlifting for real. And I was like, man, I'm actually really doing it. And I looked into Third Street. I didn't even know Third Street was owned by Mike at the time.
Oh, really?
I didn't know until like I came here and I was
but
like.
But you heard of Third Street or you Googled it or what?
I saw Untamed and I saw Third Street. Oh, I went to Untamed first.
Yeah. Alan's a good dude.
Alan's a good dude, but the vibe there was just not for me.
Not enough Asians for you.
Yeah, not enough Asians. It's like a bunch of like big old like white guys. It's just like
strong man.
It's like like I was just like
monolifting raps.
Yeah, just like a lot of testosterone there. Nah.
So you came here for the estrogen? What the yeah. fuck's that mean?
Because I met Jetaletta here, so you know.
No, damn, but shots fired, bro. That's
yeah,
crazy.
But when I came
straight,
straight bullet.
I actually signed up here like last February, and that's like actually when I started actually powerlifting for reals.
Had you been to a meet or nothing, or watched it? You watched a little YouTube or something.
Watched that's a little it. YouTube here and yeah. there. I watched like Bart and them compete.
Yeah,
and then I watched some of your videos when you like pulled like 705.
Yeah,
like stuff like that, but nothing like ever.
But you only found those from JK.
Yeah, from JK.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, and then
because you're even kind of young for JK, I feel like people obviously still watch it, but the generation's more probably like Sebas.
Oh, no, I was.
Maybe a little older.
Seabass is about the same age.
No, he's like 4 or 5 years older, right?
No, Seabass is only 23.
You're about to be 24.
Yeah, I'm about to turn 22.
Oh, all right.
It's about to be. Yeah. We're like around the same age.
Yeah, I feel like mid late 20s is kind of the JK hit.
Yeah,
like hard.
Yeah,
just that's kind of funny too because I came here because I was at Midtown. I was a Midtown kid, and I was like, oh, they opened the gym again. I was like, oh shit, Mike owns it. Double whammy.
I forget this. You were
one of the little baseball
kids. You were
Midtown
kid.
Yeah, I was a Midtown kid. Me and my brother are Midtown kids.
Well, baseball?
Yeah.
So you work with Milo? Or
yeah, we worked with Milo.
Okay.
Little baseball kids.
All the baseball brats in the back.
What years was that?
2014. And then I stopped in like 2016. And then my brother was like 2017.
Yeah, we left here in 14.
Whenever it shut down for like that random time,
yeah,
remember?
18, 19 maybe.
Or it was like probably around the time I was done, it was like 2016, and then whenever they went on a break.
So Third Street's always been a gym though, before
for
Third
a while.
Street.
2008?
Yeah.
2008, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. Like more of a CrossFit style gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, group, classes.
Yeah, group classes, group training.
CrossFit, ollie lifting.
Yeah, that far side where our bodybuilding is was super training. So that's where I met Jim. It was just powerlifting on that side. They just rented that side. So we would train over there. And you'd share the facility with everyone else. But that side was very powerlifting. So we just literally trained on that side where the desk is.
Oh, okay.
Like where the desk is was like...
just straight powerlifting.
Benches. Yeah, yeah, there's benches over
it
there.
It looked way different.
Yeah. It was a different world. But yeah, it's been a gym for a very long time.
What about you, Jim? How do you get into powerlifting?
I've told this story around before. But part of it was I was on the... T Nation forums back in the early 2000s.
So a website that was hardcore for lifting back in the day.
Yeah.
Stands for Testosterone Nation.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. And it's where like legitimate strength coaches were chatting and bodybuilders and stuff. It was like the underground version. You know bodybuilding.com?
No.
You never heard of bodybuilding.com?
I don't. That's crazy. I don't keep up with
no,
that.
No, it's cool. Because bodybuilding.com is fine now, but bodybuilding.com was like the commercial version of this.
Yeah.
It was where everyone would go and you'd find articles on nutrition and articles on vitamins and shit. And a lot of the info was kind of eh. But the forums, all these websites had forums where people, like the real cats, would hang out.
Yeah. It's all Reddit.
Yeah, basically. It was like their own version of Reddit. Yeah,
yeah, but it, like individually owned by the companies. Yeah. Okay. And like, well, I mean, bodybuilding.com. is where Lane Norton and Alan Aragon.
Yeah,
and
a lot of people. I met Matt Ogis. I met a lot of people there too.
Eric Helms,
read it.
I think,
was too young, and my parents weren't very tech savvy. So like, they weren't like anti internet, but they were like weary of it. So they always like told me like, don't be putting info out there. Uh-huh. So I didn't make accounts anywhere, but I read everything. So I read T Nation a bunch, and I read Bodybuilding.com a bunch, but I wasn't involved. Mm-hmm. But that's where that's the only way to find like minded folks back in the day. YouTube wasn't a thing. Like nothing was going on.
Yeah, I end up going to the Arnold with a group of people from the forum. Actually, like we split off into a totally different website too. There's it's like a subset of people who had been on T Nation, and I'm still in contact with some of those people 20 plus years later, which is kind of cool.
That's dope.
And somebody from there invited me to the APF, which used to be a big thing and still exists, but the state meet here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And I went one day and I just was like, wow, this like amazing how supportive people were to each other, even when they were competing with each other.
Yeah.
And just talking to the intensity that people developed for it, and not being crazy about it, but like just, you know, just the concentration and what you could see people's eyes and stuff like that. I always was interested in photography and video and film and stuff. And I thought, well, you know, I could just put it through a camera on this and it would be interesting. Mm-hmm. So this is like 2005-ish, 2004, 2005.
Year you were born, probably, little buddy.
No, I was born 2002, but I was like 3 years
old. Yeah, and then, And then from there, I started going to a gym in Concord for a couple days a week, for powerlifting gym.
That's pretty sick.
And then... after about a year and a half, ST started up and was like one of the first members of ST.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. It's weird that they're the only ST that exists now is in the UK.
Yeah, a little branch off.
Yeah.
That still exists?
Yep. Yeah. I saw it on the gram the other day. I was like, what the?
The UK one?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's outside London. Man. Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know about you guys, but like you said, like people cheering on other lifters. In my head, when I'm competing, I'm like, man, I hope that fool misses lift. Oh, yeah. He missing his lift. I wish, like, powerlifting, we could talk smack. Like, you know, when we're competing, like, I love, like, I'm just a big, like, entertain. Like, I like to entertain. Sure. And, like, I like to talk trash.
Sure.
I love talking shit. It's like.
Then talk shit.
No, but like I can't. I'm gonna get disqualified.
I think you can to the right people.
You can.
Depends on how you do it.
Yeah, and I think to the right people.
Okay, you ain't talking shit to the ref. Too.
No, I'm just talking. No, I'm just saying. Not. I'm just saying that the ref.
Watch your name shots.
Yeah, hey buddy.
The refs, like they're like before you're even about to go lift, right? They're like, hey, if you even talk smack or like if you like say something.
I mean, you're not supposed to curse on the platform and stuff. There's some rules about it.
What do you think I do in the back room? You think I'm quiet? No, nah, I'm whispering. That looks like shit.
One of the people that I was competing with was like coming up to me, giving me fist bumps. I'm like, Brian, drop fist bumps.
Then you push it down. Get out of my way.
You know,
I think like the difference.
I'm with Morgan. What do you think Morgan doing? Morgan out here looking at somebody, trying to give him a fist bump. He said,
"Powerlifting is interesting because I don't feel that way at all, and I was very competitive growing up because like there's nothing you can do."
Yeah.
Like, you're going to lift the weight or you're not going to lift the weight.
Yeah. No, so but like, I'm, like, praying on their downfall.
I do. No, I understand your
I'm over here doing, like, some ancient rituals that I'm praying for my ancestors for them.
You got a voodoo doll. He's putting lubricant on the voodoo doll so they drop their deadlifts. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that you can't change it. And that's the one reason, like, I actually don't love powerlifting is because, like, I like that, too. I like the gamesmanship of, like, being able to affect your performance.
Yeah.
And, like, other sports you can. Like, football on the line, you're meeting them every single time. Basketball, the same guy who's guarding you, you got to guard. And so you could talk shit or, like, maneuver around them.
Because, like, on the football field, I was socking people. Like,
damn.
Like, I was socking people. You know, like, you play dirty. Like, you know,
no, I don't play dirty, but yes, some people do.
Yeah, that me.
But we found one.
I do appreciate the honesty, but I do like some of that gamemanship. Yeah. But there's a beauty in powerlifting too, where with the same thing, there's nothing you can do to really affect them. There's like, a beauty in that
if I'm
too.
If I'm not competing, then I'm hyping them up. But if I'm competing, I'm hoping you lose.
I beg to differ. Because if you shoot little comments at people. You can get in the dome quick.
Maybe at like a local meet, but then at the end of the day, you're going to bed saying, man, I just talked shit to a 22-year-old at a local meet.
I'm 22.
I'm going to talk shit to them.
Even Russ though would be running. Like, even
dude,
he says
that's why I love Russ, bro.
But he doesn't, he doesn't, he doesn't, he doesn't. I've known Russ for 10 years. Russ, you go to a meet and Russ just focused on his own shit because Russ knows at a meet, I can't change what you're doing. Yeah.
I'm gonna change what they do.
But you could easily argue like that energy focused inward would allow you to make that 600-pound pull instead of you're so fucking focused mental energy on someone else missing.
Yeah.
Like imagine if you honed that into your own shit, what would have happened?
Maybe I would have gotten it.
That's what maybe
my hand
not.
Exploded.
Maybe not, but that is at least something you can affect one thing, how you lift. You actually can't affect them.
Right.
Because their shit's locked in too. Like, talking shit in basketball is, like, there's so much more. There is mental to lifting for sure, but, like, it's so – if you ever played any real sport, like, you going to bat is much more mental focus and execution than a deadlift.
100%.
Yeah. So then, like, you're not really going to get in someone's head. The execution's easy. The sport's easy, really.
I bet you I could get some in someone's head when they deadlift.
I think it's more for him.
Maybe, but the thing
it
is,
puts
too,
him
is
in
like.
The zone to be the troll.
No, oh, yeah. It puts me in the zone. Like, oh, yeah. You don't think I could get it? It's good. You know, like, if he's talking smack to me, he's like, oh, yeah, Jerry, you're not going to get. You know, I feel like.
Right. You're baiting.
No, I feel like
you're baiting. You're praying someone comes to you to fire you up. Yeah. You need external factors.
But no, he also like feeds off of himself. Like if he just starts talking shit to the wall,
yeah,
Jerry's in there.
Yeah,
Jerry just like to talk shit.
I'm just like the shit talker.
That sounds like a big waste of energy. And you know me, I talk a lot of shit, but
it's funny though.
Thanks, man.
I think that trying to game out your opponent, that's so much about attempt selection in meets and having somebody, you know, actually working your numbers and looking at like where they are, where you are. And sometimes if you put in an attempt, it makes them change their attempt and then you change your attempt back. Or
I'm gonna go put in my openers as hella big and that right before I go up, I'm gonna change them.
From that perspective, it's a little bit like baseball, like you know, which at least the way baseball used to be before the rules changed, like which pitcher you're gonna bring in, which pinch hitter you're gonna bring in, whatever, left-handed, right-handed, whatever their skills are. That's, you know, a little bit of that. And I think you can do it from a psychological standpoint, but you have to be real sophisticated about it. And like the best I ever saw, and he always, always, always says he never did it, but Ed Cohn, you know who Ed Cohn is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know? Okay, good. Thank God. I saw Ed do it in his last meet, and he would swear to God that he never does it, but he totally did it. He talked them into changing instead of using a combo wrap, combo rack, using squat stands, which was a very old school way that used to, you know, do squats in meets. Mm-hmm. And his primary competition was not comfortable with it, and he knew it.
Oh.
And he asked for that change because he was more comfortable with it. He knew the other guy wasn't. And then he says, like, yeah, I just got in his head. I was like, yeah, man, it's a little harder with a squat stand, you know, just that kind of whole thing. You know, you got to be sophisticated about it. You can't like be in their face. And
I'm not gonna be in their face. I'm gonna be like 2 feet away.
He's gonna be praying. He's gonna be praying on his hands and knees.
I don't know, like
his voodoo doll 2 feet away, just stabbing.
This is
I'm gonna make sure you get internal bleeding right now.
This is America where personal distance is arm's length, you know,
he's
or more.
The fucking voodoo doll.
I'm pegging it.
He just learned what it is.
Yeah. Y'all messed up.
He said y'all messed up.
They're squatting. I'm over here with their voodoo doll just paying them.
All right. I got one more question, then we're gonna get the fuck out of here.
Hit it.
Here's the question. And this is relevant to competition, but it's relative to life too. It's like, in what way are you your own worst enemy?
I overshoot all the time. I think one thing wrong with me that like is so bad is like I want to show out so bad. Like my showmanship, I want to show out so bad, and I like want to post up stuff on Instagram to make my competition feel bad about themselves. Like,
yeah, so you're so external, man. We gotta look in the mirror sometimes.
I don't know. I just love shit talking.
I do too, but you just gotta like zoom out. Like, what's gonna help you actually?
Yeah,
you're so focused on them.
That's true. One thing wrong with me is like I be looking at these top level athletes. I'm like, man, they ain't shit, bro.
And that's fine. And
that's,
like,
yeah, so, yeah.
But then you gotta like, that. But that's, then you gotta do like the right things to get that, to prove that.
Yeah,
you can't do that. Then try to max out every day to get one girl to DM you.
Who wants to peg you?
Because then you won't be. Then you won't ever get strong enough to get there.
Yeah, I feel like that's my major hitch, though. Like, if I had to be honest, my major like crutch is like, just like focus. Like, I'm focused on myself, but I'm also focused on like, man, I gotta hit these lifts in order to like hit these on meet day. But I need to save more in the gas tank. That's what I'm trying to say. More in the gas tank so I can actually do it on meet day instead of just doing it because gym lifts don't count.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside the gym, it does count, but like, it's what you do on the platform that really does count and really pushes you forward.
But are you also like that in life? Jimbo asked for something that collaborates in both.
Oh, collaborates in both?
Something that crosses over.
I'm kind of like that in life, too. So, like...
Yeah, no pace.
Yeah.
No feeling, no perspective.
Yeah. I'm all gas. It's like, I'm going to do it. Just type of thing.
All ass.
Sometimes it's good.
Yeah. I never take a break and like try to assess the situation. I'm always just like
head first
into everything.
Yeah, that's not bad. You just need a thinker behind you then if you're a doer.
Yeah.
You can't full send all the time and expect to get the best results all.
Yeah, you got
to
figure it out sometimes. I don't know what mine is. You got anything?
Sea bass.
I'm still thinking. I don't mind. Mine's nothing's ever good enough.
That's not bad always either.
I don't think it's bad, but like sometimes people tell me, like, oh, pat yourself in the back. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't there yet. You ain't never there yet. There's always something better.
Yeah. I think most people that...
But that can also cause, like, a burnout eventually or, like, you get depressed because you never thought you won in your life. And then, like, you know, just sitting in your room all fucking lonely. Like, damn, I did shit.
Yeah, but what's the opposite?
He's experienced that. Oh, he's definitely experienced that.
Yeah, but what's that? Yeah, what's the alternative? Like, just to be stoked on everything?
Exactly.
Like, high-fiving yourself because you wiped your ass, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, if you did a really good job.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of high achievers ever.
But if you did a good job, like, don't pat yourself back. You could have done it better.
Yeah. I think balance and stuff is fine like that and, like, smelling the roses and all that. But chances are pretty low that you'll do something very exceptional that way.
Exactly.
And there's no wrong or right to either of it because I prefer to be the other way, too. I would love to smell the roses and be pretty happy with just, like, a very normal life. But some people just aren't.
I say that too, but then I think about all the people that smell the roses and they all bitches. So like I'm like, you soft.
I wouldn't mind being roses. Soft. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
But you're always hard, Mike. Like,
that's how he's getting $10 million for porn.
That's what he's telling me. The first thing I saw him today, he's talking about his friend talking about my hardness.
Dude, because we took a picture with Mike, and my homie put his arm around Mike, and he's like, damn, bro. Mike is hella hard, bro. Mike is like a rock. Mike is like a blue chew.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, Mike's got a new nickname.
You're horny, bro.
Blue chew, Mike. Blue chew, Mike.
Oh, horny little guy.
It's not silent anymore, just blue chew.
You're a horny little guy.
What kind of inspired this question is I saw a post from, or not, a story from our friend Jordan Syatt. Saying I'm always thinking that I should be doing this, I should be doing this. I should, like, any moment that you have downtime, you could think of things that you should be doing.
Sure.
And then if you're not doing those things, or not doing all those things, you feel guilty about it. And then the more guilty you feel about it, the less likely you are to actually ever do any of it because you just get into that shitty state, you know, that you just get stuck.
Yeah.
And I responded to him, said, same. And he said, you know, we're going to make it. We'll be okay. And it's like, yeah, of course. You know, like, I'm a functioning human being, but there isn't a minute of any day that I am thinking, I don't have anything that I could be doing right now that's more productive than what I'm doing here, just sitting here cooling it. And I somewhere along the line had to decide that, like, you know, dilatory time where you're not doing anything at all is good for your brain. It makes it possible to do the other stuff, but it's very hard to let go of the feeling like I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that.
That's a little bit like maths. Yeah, I think if you're like a creator or high achiever, there's got to be consuming time. And people talk a lot about it on the opposite. Like people that want to be creators, whether it be business, content, music, art, doesn't really matter. They're all creators. And people talk about the opposite because people have trouble finding and like doing. And so they sit like, well, how much of that balance are you consuming versus creating? And the people that can't get moving obviously are consuming a lot more, right? 4 hours of Netflix, 2 hours of Instagram, 3 hours of TikTok, and then they made maybe one video a week themselves. Mm. And if you're a true creator, you have to flip that. But you do need time to consume because inspo does come from other stuff. You have to get something else.
And for Jerry, 1 hour of porn swiping.
Yeah. How many jerk-offs versus how many deadlifts is he doing? Dude's empty in the fucking tank.
We're trying to have a serious conversation here, Matt. Come on, guys.
I don't know what mine is because I probably just have so fucking many, to be honest. I'm always in my own way for sure. Similar to you guys. Yeah, I always think about what to do or how to do it better. Not like enjoying victories or...
Yeah, never. I mean, I think that's a thing about the both of us. Never too high, never too low.
Yeah, it's hard.
Or seldom too low, but, you know.
I get low pretty good. Getting high is a little hard.
I think one thing I see about you, Mike, bro, you don't really like like how, you know, when we talk about like you getting into back into like powerlifting or like something like that, you're just like, oh, it feels like you really don't kind of like believe in yourself, but like we all believe in you that you could do it though.
Some of it, some of it. Powerlifting in particular is because I never like loved it like y'all.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Like even yesterday, swear to God, there was like times at the meet I would get like teary eyed just because I'm stoked on like how stoked you guys are. But I've never felt that even 1% lifting myself.
Well, because it is
not even 1%, but like seeing like you and RJ and Letta and all the boys like not only have so much fun, but like have fun with each other, joking around and hugging and stuff. Like
That one gets me. The fact that you guys support each other, even if you want, if you don't want them to win.
No, so it's just the people in my weight class. I don't want them to win. But you know, if it's other people, especially the girls, you know, I'm cheering them on all the time.
It was a little extra louder during that first session.
Yeah, or like Big Jerry's post, and he talked about like helping and being stoked on helping. Like that gets me going a lot more than, I swear to God, like pulling 705, I wasn't that stoked.
Because I wasn't competing for you.
Yeah, I just don't care. Yeah, it just never felt that way. Especially because basketball, I had such high highs and low lows playing basketball. It's just so different for me. I'm just kind of burnt on that shit. I do have trouble believing in myself sometimes, and we talked about that in a different podcast a little bit, but... Yeah, powerlifting and me has just got a weird relationship.
Hey, 2025, road to worlds, Silent Mike.
2020, I'm not old enough yet.
Well, I thought you was like 50 already.
No, it'll be 20, what year is it, 2024? It'll be 2029.
2029.
Maybe we could chase down some masters.
I'll be an IPF world.
Bar, watch yourself.
Yeah.
Mike's coming for you in 2030.
Yeah, then maybe we could. I don't even know who's there.
It's going to be a Masters 2, Masters 3.
There was a dude.
It's going to be there, though.
I'll age him out, but Dave Ricks was the 90-kilo IPF champ. And Dave Ricks, so your weight class, Dave Ricks is an absolute monster. And he was winning Worlds IPF Open when he was like 48.
Damn. Wait, how strong is he, though?
For her class.
Like, yeah,
what's he pulling? What's he pulling?
At the time, he was squatting high sixes, like 660.
Oh, that's nothing.
benching 4-ish, pulling 7-ish. This was years ago.
Mike,
yeah.
You got that, though.
Yeah, he was doing it in Monarchs, bro. Nike Monarchs. He was famous for it.
I'm going to go do it in my Crocs.
Yeah, but my head-to-head would be Lane Norton, probably, because Lane's maybe 4 or 5 years older
than
me.
Who's Lane Norton? Bio Lane?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lane's
dude,
a stud.
Bio Lane's pretty cool.
No, Lane's super cool. Like... Lane's super cool. Yeah, he's an old friend of ours, but Lane's strong as shit. Lane will be a 660, 390, 750 guy.
He's 41.
He's probably 40, yeah.
40, 41. 42.
Yeah, early 40s.
I don't know, Mike. I think you got him, though.
I don't know.
I believe in you.
I don't know if my body's got it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You don't believe in yourself right here. This is what I'm talking about right here.
If you've been banged up enough, you start to question whether your body's going to
actually hold up. The whole thing, too, no shots at Lane or anybody, but like, I have 15 years on top of my 15 of powerlifting, where other people don't a lot of times.
Where they just started lifting.
I think Lane played like baseball. And no shots, little buddy. But your body's just not going through it the same, unless you're pitching. But even that, you could probably get around it. Like I told you, I think, too. Like, I played basketball probably like you played football, bro.
I'd say it's full body, we don't take as much.
No, bro, yeah. But my
if you look at
our
joints, like in the sections, worse.
Yeah, but you're playing fucking left outfield in high school.
That's what I'm saying.
You ain't feeling, you know what I mean? You jogging once a game. You ain't doing shit. Swinging a bat 4 times a game. You know, a pitcher, a catcher.
Were they repetitively throwing it or something?
Yeah.
Even then, though, all our problems are our shoulders.
And it's only if you're good. It's only if you're good.
Shoulder elbows. Yeah. Our knees are fine.
You'd be sitting the bench. Yeah, maybe a catcher. You're probably a catcher, huh? Well, this is a pegging joke.
Yeah, I got you.
I got him.
Bro. Shut the fuck up. You just learned what it was, bitch.
I was just thinking about his strike zone, but, you know.
Yeah. Big strike zone on that guy. You got anything, Sebas?
I would say probably I think I let the voices talk too much in my head.
You got schizophrenia?
Yeah.
We got to rephrase that, buddy.
No, because, you know, when you start, like, overthinking.
Yeah.
I just think too much.
Yeah. And
that
then a certain voice.
Than the voices in my head.
Well, it's the same. Same thing. Yeah.
And a certain voice gets louder or wins.
Yeah.
It wins the battle.
Yeah.
But
I was also going to mention after the meet, when I was just sitting on the chair, I think it was you and Kyle had walked in, and Kyle was like, "What the fuck is going on here?" That's what was happening.
Yeah,
I was like,
talking.
Yeah, I wasn't talking. I was like taking in the whole like weekend. I was like, "Damn, that was a great time."
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was a good meet.
I think it was definitely like seeing everyone else enjoy it made it like way more Yeah. So, rewarding.
Real question is, which one was better, the first Third Street meet or this meet?
This one.
This is the fourth.
I think it's different.
Yeah, we've been a bunch.
They're all different.
Or this one compared to the one from last year.
Yeah, were you there? You weren't there.
I wasn't there for that one.
You watch it online or nothing? Nothing.
No, I didn't power lift at the time.
Yeah.
I just.
I don't know if there's better or worse for me.
I don't think it's better or worse. Each one's a different feeling was different. I think this one had more of a community feeling than last one. Mm-mm. Last one definitely felt like show out, ball out. This one felt like everyone was together. And we all had a mission, and we all came together.
We had a ton of members competing in this.
Yeah.
That's that was much more than last year.
And then a lot of the people that came from, like, out of town, people flew in. Yeah. And they were all together.
So yeah, we had some people from Texas, North Carolina, again, Arizona, which was cool.
Washington. So I think a lot of core was definitely involved in this one. The other one was more show-up,
yeah.
I think.
But I think both of them were very good. Yeah, net positive for the lifters. For I think sure. A lot of people, we had some cool messages sent. I think both are good.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, wrap it up. We'll do a little 10-minute one after this with Jerry, too, while he's here. I got a question.
Okay.
Right. Where can they find you, dude?
In Arkham City. I'm Batman.
Shut your ass up, boy.
You guys can find him on Pornhub. I'm black.
At OGI.
At Ogie.
At Matt Ogie on Instagram. Yeah.
Shout him out, Jerry, if you want to shout your shit out.
You guys can find me. Mine is at Mega Panda on Instagram.
Maybe a future IPF champ.
Maybe.
2025 or 2027, what did we say earlier?
I'm calling it now, podcast. 2027, I'll be there at the IPF Worlds.
Let's get it.
Ooh. Road to Worlds.
Hit him, Sebas.
Sebastian _Brambilla. IG.
Ladies and gentlemen, goodcompanydiscord.com if you want to get involved. Early drops, exclusives. Like-minded community. We're going to make Mega Panda here a mod there. His new job in the community is going to be hyping up the Discord. So head over to goodcompanydiscord.com, 3sb.co for all your clothing needs. And if you're anywhere in California visiting or need a gym, 3rd Street Barbell, downtown Sacramento. I'm Solomon Mike. Where you want to find me?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Discord, the audio episodes are showing up in their own channel on our Discord. So goodcompanydiscord.com. Go right there and you can listen. You don't even have to use any kind of a other podcatcher or whatever to do that, Apple or whatever. I'm at the Jim McDee on all the social media. This show is 50% Facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% Facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you on Friday.